Welcome to New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where we envision to build a biblical community of loving believers, which have a personal relationship with God and each other, modeling the pattern of lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Join us now as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive the Word of God from the man of God, Senior Pastor Reverend Nathaniel Wood.
The events that lead up to our selected scriptural text. Notable miracles have taken place. Miracles such as the resurrection of Lazarus from the dead, the healing of blind Bartimaeus, and a multitude of other miracles performed by Jesus Christ. In a few days was the Jewish celebration of the Passover, and the crowd was gathering in Jerusalem to prepare for this great celebration. There was a buzz throughout Jerusalem. Would Jesus, the itinerant preacher, show up for the Passover celebration? Would Jesus, the miracle worker, show his face in the place? Would Jesus, the perceived enemy of the Jewish state, make an appearance at Passover? Would Jesus, the King of the Jews, make a royal appearance? Well, the Bible says that Jesus did go to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover. Though he knew that the priests, the religious and political forces were out to get him, he did not allow them to stop him from showing up in Jerusalem. And New Providence and friends, aren't you glad that Jesus will show up even in hostile territory? Aren't you glad that Jesus won't be intimidated by men and will come see about us? I said, Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem, and the Bible says that he comes to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, and he calls two of his disciples. He calls them to him and sends them on an important mission. Jesus tells them to go to the village ahead of them. And just as they enter into the village, they will find a colt or donkey tied there. Jesus says, you see the donkey, go and untie it and bring it here to me. Now, New Providence and friends, I don't know about you, but if I be honest with myself, if I was one of the two disciples that Jesus asked to complete this assignment, I would have probably been thinking, what in the world does Jesus want this donkey for? What use does Jesus have for this donkey? You know, donkeys are stubborn and stinky. I might have asked the Lord, are you sure you want me to get you a donkey? If you need a ride, Jesus, let me find a stallion for you to ride upon. There has to be better options, Jesus, than the use of a donkey. How, New Providence and friends, does a donkey become suitable for Jesus' use? Matter of fact, let's make it personal. How do we become suitable for Jesus' use? Let us learn three reasons why this donkey was suitable for Jesus' use and why we are also suitable. The donkey was suitable because the donkey was selected. Tell your neighbor, the donkey was selected. Matter of fact, if we be honest, the donkey actually was pre-selected. The text tells us that Jesus pre-arranged to use this donkey. You see, on a previous visit to the village, Jesus makes arrangements with the donkey's owners to temporarily use the donkey. That is why he told his disciples to say to those who ask what they're doing that the Lord needs it and will send it back shortly. This donkey had been pre-selected to be used in God's master plan. And just like the donkey in our text, you and I were selected before God even created the world to be a part of his divine master plan. I said, lean over and tell your neighbor, you've been selected. You've been selected. God told Jeremiah these words recorded in Jeremiah 1:5. He told Jeremiah, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nation. In other words, Jeremiah, you have been selected. And just like Jeremiah, I suggest to you that the donkey in this text was selected. Why was it selected, Pastor Wood? I'm glad you asked. It was selected to fulfill prophecy. Some 550 years earlier, the prophet Zechariah prophesied the words found in Zechariah 9:9, which he declares, "Rejoice greatly, daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter of Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey. Yeah, somebody know what I'm talking about. This donkey was selected to fulfill prophecy. So we learn from this donkey that simply because we are selected by God to be used by him, God himself makes us suitable and qualified for his use. Man, y'all missed that. I need to say that again. That God selected us and made us suitable to be used by him. Somebody touch yourself and say, I'm suitable, I'm suitable. I don't know about you, but I'm so glad that God selected me to be used in his service. And Fred, you know, I didn't, and I still don't deserve all the mercy and all the grace that he has meted out to me. But I'm so glad that before the foundation of the world, God had a plan for my life. And guess what, new prophets and friends? God has a plan for your life too. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Not only was this donkey selected, guess what? Secondly, the donkey was sanctified. What you mean, Pastor Wood? Sanctified means to be set apart. How do you know that the donkey was set apart, Pastor? It tells us right there in our text. Yeah, the text tells us in verse 2 that Jesus tells his disciples to go to the village ahead of them, and just as you enter it, you will find a colt or donkey tied there, and listen very closely to what Jesus says about the donkey. He says, which no one has ever ridden. In other words, this donkey was set apart for this special assignment. This donkey was set apart for Jesus's use. Let me give you a relevant modern day illustration of sanctification or being set apart. Listen, in many of our homes, you will find a cabinet that holds fine china. Any of y'all got a china cabinet? We don't use the fine china until special days. Am I right about it? In other words, we set our fine china apart for special use. Lord, have mercy. And just like the donkey in our text, and like our fine china, we are suitable or qualified to be used by God because we are sanctified. Oh, Lord, we've been set apart. Paul writes in his second letter to Timothy, chapter 2, verse 20 to 21. He said, in a large house, there are articles not only of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay. Some are for special purposes, and some for common use. Those who cleanse themselves from the latter will be instruments for special purposes, made holy, useful to the master, and prepared to do any good work. What you saying, Pastor? What you mean? I'm saying simply, you and I are suitable for Jesus' use because he sanctifies us. God has selected us and set us apart from the world. And because I've been selected and sanctified, there are some things that I choose not to get involved in. I choose not to practice sin. I choose to do my best to live a holy life. I choose to present my body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is my reasonable or the least that I can do. I don't know about you, but I thank God for sanctification. I thank you, God, that he has the power to set me apart for his use. I'm about through. The third and final lesson, why this donkey was suitable to be used for Jesus' use, is the donkey was willing to submit itself. What you talking about, Pastor? Now, if you know anything about a donkey, you would know that a donkey is not known for having a submissive temperament. But New Providence and friends, there was something special about this donkey. Jesus said that this donkey was never ridden before. Now you would think that because the donkey had never been ridden, that it would have kicked and bucked when Jesus tried to sit on it. But the donkey humbly submitted itself to be used by Jesus. And I stopped by to tell somebody, if you and I would humbly submit our way unto the Lord, he can use us for his glory. And I don't know about you, I want God to get all the glory out of my life. And just like this donkey, if you and I are willing to allow Jesus to ride in our lives, if we allow Jesus' presence to rest upon us, we will become suitable for Jesus' use. The hymn writer wrote how to reach the masses. Men of every birth. Yes, for an answer, Jesus gave the key. Yes, he said, if I be lifted up from the earth, he said, I'll draw all men unto me. But the verse I like is lift him up by living as a Christian all. Let the world in you the Savior see. Then men will gladly follow him who once taught, I'll draw all men unto me. I don't know about you, but I'm so glad that Jesus can get the glory out of your life, out of my life, and the world will see his glory upon us. Say yeah, say yeah, say yeah. Somebody say, Lord, use me. Lord, have your way in me. Lord, fix my heart, fix my mind, that you might get all the glory. Hallelujah. Out of my life. Thank God. Thank God for being selected, sanctified, and submitted to the Lord, who makes us suitable for his use.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay Varina, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.